I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 28th. With a recent uptick in coronavirus cases in Quincy, Mayor Thomas Koch and health officials are urging everyone to abide by the health guidelines of mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. Malachy's Lounge in Quincy Center is now the third Quincy business to close after a worker tested positive for the virus last week. The Hofbräu and Manet Lunch, both on C Street, also recently closed after workers there tested positive for COVID-19. There are 57 active cases of the virus in Quincy right now. A leaking propane tank sparked a four-alarm fire that destroyed a single-family home in Quincy Point last evening. The tank exploded while a family member was using the grill. Everyone escaped safely. However, three firefighters were treated for heat exhaustion. Two nearby homes also sustained some fire damage. The American Red Cross was assisting the family. 26-year-old Akeem Mattis of Dorchester is charged with crashing a car into a house in Quincy after allegedly selling drugs Sunday night. Police say Mattis jumped from a moving car during a pursuit, letting the vehicle hit a home on Dunn's Court in West Quincy. Nobody was hurt. Mattis is charged with selling crack cocaine at 150 Quarry Street. Congressman Joe Kennedy was in Quincy today on his Jobs and Justice tour. Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane hosted Kennedy at Kane's Cubic Labs Startup Incubator. Kennedy also visited Gunther Tootie's restaurant. Kennedy is campaigning against Senator Ed Markey. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 28th.